Hello everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Value Cafe podcast. I am your host Esther Opunye, aka The Valuada, and this is where I hold conversations with my friends around growth, around impact, and around figuring out this human thing as we navigate life. And today I have a very special guest for the Impact Corner segment, where I feature friends and, you know, acquaintances who are making impact their own ways, in their own corners and all of that. And, you know, I just want to press their heads and their necks and know, so what is the mind behind all of these things, and basically just to converse and have fun and also discuss impact and all of that. So today I have John Best Uche. From the name self, you're already seeing some trends. Okay, you're welcome, John. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Esther. Very many things. Everyone listening right now, and Esther, for having me. Thank you so very much once again.
John Best is a trained, multi-skilled, and creative broadcast media practitioner who specializes in broadcast presentation, voiceover, and production. See, the way you were talking, I was looking at that inflection. John Best is the name. John Best is the name. I knew that this person actually plays in the media space. And apart from all of that, he's a leadership development and social advocate, ardent believer in responsible citizenry for better society, plays multiple roles, convener of End Depression Campaign, founder and volunteer executive director of Right Mind Leaders Networks, is an alumnus of Young African Leadership Initiative Regional Leadership Center, West Africa, fellow of Youth Emotion Policy and Governance Fellowship. Yes. So this part, this last two is actually our connection point. For this last fellowship, Youth Emotion Policy and Governance Fellowship, at played a role as, you know, a moderator and program assistant. And John Best is actually one of those people who, you know, when they pass through a program that you organize, you always end up remembering their names, because right from day one, he actually stood out. He was very engaging in class. He was enthusiastic. Do you remember the day that I had a guest, we had a guest on, a facilitator, and then I had issues, I think power or network or something. And by the time I got back, John West already took over and was like, already managing everybody else on the call and saying, you know, our host is going to be coming back soon. Can you share this? Can you say? I was like, I stand someone who takes initiative. And it shows in your track record over time too. Your social advocacy, your work as a freelance broadcast journalist with NTA, Port Harcourt, and all of those things. I just want to know, were you always like this, or did one wind just blow in your life that made you be like, John Best, you know, you actually have to put out your best foot in life? I hope you caught my punchline.
All right. It's amazing that we actually got connected through the Youth Emotion Governance and Policy Fellowship. Yeah, that was about 5 months now. Esther,
if I'm not mistaken,
it's about 5 months now. Oh my goodness. Oh, how time flies. And I could still remember very well. I could still remember very well that particular day, the first day of the meeting when you moderated. And we had, you had it more like a network hitch, kind of. And I couldn't help. I couldn't help but step in as the name implies. Okay, did I call the name the social voice? John Best is the name, and then also known as the social voice. What is the social voice all about? The social voice, I'm a social worker. I'm in the social space. Apart from being a broadcaster, media practitioner, I do a lot of social activities. Okay, you already mentioned it, a social advocate and all of that. And one of the things I look at for is to ensure that I support people in any little way, no matter how little it may be. Support anybody at any time that I think and I feel and I know will be necessary and needed. You know, and so when that happened, when that happened, when the network hitch happened, I couldn't help but step in. I couldn't help but step in when the participants, I was a participant, I was a fellow, like I got selected for the fellowship and I was attending. But then, being that I have been into this whole thing before now or before then, I understand how these things work. You never can tell what the network will become in the next 1 minute, even if you have or you had a perfect arrangement for network. This is Nigeria, this is Africa, and I believe I've not been outside the country.
Absolutely.
I've not been outside the country before, but so I wouldn't understand how it works there. But I still do believe that even out there, there may be times that things like that happen, right? There may be times things like that happen. When that happened, I couldn't help but step in to ensure that the participants do not lose interest or do not lose focus, do not, you know, some of them do not need to get dropping out.
I see. But then speaking of which, I mean, you mentioned the Nigerian factor, and you know, there's a lot of things going on around out there and all that. How do you keep your, should I say, optimism up? How do you keep the passion burning? How do you keep the fire for impact on and all of that?
Okay, thank you very much for that one there. Okay, what you asked how I even started in the first place. So I was going to tell a little about that, right? Okay, I started my journey as a young leader, as a leader, actually, as a leader. I started it way back my primary school, right? So high school, I got to the point I was the pioneer coordinator of my press club. I was a pioneer coordinator of my press club. And through that period, I was able to influence a lot of things, little as you could actually imagine myself then, right? I was actually able to influence a lot of things, positive things. I could then coordinate, like I said, coordinate activities within the school, put up events. Then I could come up with ideas and implement them. Some of those ideas were, or some of them were, things like the social gathering. During a social gathering, I had a program. I could remember this one very well. I had a program called, came up with an idea called the Parliament, Students Parliament. Student Parliament was a program I initiated that every Friday during it was a private school then, so during the social gathering on Fridays, where the students gather, the teachers gather, the head teachers and all of that gather, we do some couple of things. So before the Friday, what I was doing then was, before the Friday, I engage the students, get to find out what it is that they were going through, some of tell their stories, right? And then I met them then. Interview them, more like interview. So when I interview them, I put into writing, right? More like article, and then I come up with I have that compiled article for presentation on Friday, and then either presentation in written form or more like a talk show, where I'll then have the teachers and then have the management of the school and then have students to be part of the panel of the discussion. And then also, we start it all. We got to the point that we're doing morning, every morning, we're coming up with news events, news stories to present at the morning devotion. I get to school and then assign students. I was not seeing myself doing it alone. I get to engage other young persons to do this thing,
That's
grooming
very
them,
key.
grooming them. Empowering them, making them see how these things are done, making them see grow their confidence as well. And it was more like what I was doing during my junior secondary school. Let me just continue in my senior secondary school. And I did a lot of things during that period, engaging young people, coming up with ideas and all of that. You know, all of this is a lead. It's about leadership. Leadership using my talent, using my calling, more like a calling. If it were to be a religious setting, now they call it calling. But it was something I discovered about myself, and I was enhancing it. I was bent over it. I was bent on going into it full time. So I was practicing it anywhere I found myself. And then leadership wise, I was not leaving the part of leadership any, you know, I was not leaving it behind at all. So all of that passion, what was driving me was just the passion. And what was the inspiration, or what was the whole idea about? I want to show that I give value, right? I want to give value to somebody. I want to see that somebody remembers me for something nice. I want to see that when I leave a particular place, somebody remembers, oh, when you call, when you mentioned John Best, you should have something to tell about John Best. It continued.
Yeah.
So what I've seen that the whole thing, the driving force, the motivation, the inspiration, however you want to call it, is the passion to impact. And what's passion? How do I sustain it, right? Maybe you want to ask, how do I sustain it? How to sustain my passion is the quest, the quest to impact. So when I remember the impact that I need to make, I continue. When I remember the quest, when I remember that I really need to impact a life, I really need to impact lives, I continue what I do, right? Without relenting, despite challenges. Now, I don't put money first, actually. I'm not a business person. In fact, some persons are already, they already wrote me off the business track. But then we need the money, right? We need the money. I think I'll stop here for now, Esther.
Okay, so yeah. And you know, it's amazing because when you were talking about, you know, starting early and, you know, secondary school, primary school and all and everything, I like, it took me back to my own period too. And well, it's quite a little bit of a similar story, right? Most importantly, it reminded me of a question that had been asked on a podcast that I enjoy listening to, Road to 30 podcast, also a Nigerian podcast, right? And then they had asked on their page that what had some experiences that have shaped you, like something along the lines of the experiences that stand out most to you and everything like that. I remember that I just blanked and said my secondary school, because it was during that period I got some experiences that have shaped me, like, okay, leadership experience, exposure. You go for these inter-school conferences, communities, you know, initiatives and projects come to your school, you take part of it, and you take part in it, and then you are the better for it. You know, I had teachers who would give me, I think I'm going to record a separate episode on this. I had teachers who would give me novels to go and read over the holidays, you know, who would discuss things with me, who encouraged us and all of those things. But you get to see what obtains out there. You get to see, you get to imagine greater possibilities and all of those things. And for me, it contributed to, you know, me wanting to be that kind of person who wants to be better for herself, for her own development and growth, and also for her community. And so that's a beautiful thing. And I love the part where you said community, you know, you waking up early and then you carrying other people along. That's such a beautiful thing, because there's only so much one person can do. And you know, we live in a world of me, everything, and then you see people who are investing in other people, carrying them along and helping them basically become heroes of their own story too. And I think that's a very, very, very beautiful thing. I'm sure that with people like you, and you know, we birthing and replicating more people like you, we are going to have, like, hopefully a community, a society, a street of our dreams, a school of our dreams, a country of our dreams somewhere later in the future, right? Yeah. And all of
personally, I'm a believer of a responsible citizenry for a better society. How do I mean? You know, for any society to be better, for us to have the society we all long and desire to, you know, to live in, it starts with the citizens. It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with us.
It is the us.
It is the better us. It is the responsible us that makes the better Nigeria, that makes the better Africa. So if we don't make ourselves right, if we don't build ourselves right, if we don't build the society right, the citizenry right, then the society, we shouldn't expect a good society, let alone having the better and then getting to the point of being the best. No, it's never going to happen.
That's the thing. I know that's, and you know, I think a number of people use the term armchair critics, right? So we have like communities full of people who are, you know, just complaining, government this, government that. And I'm like, who is government?
Who is government?
Who is government? These people did not fall from heaven, no, in that sense. They literally grew up in communities like us. Of course, maybe some have, you know, privileges and all of those things. But really, we are either also doing something which is wrong, or we are enabling those who are doing stuff that is wrong. I mean, we are complaining about government and this and that, and yet we are the ones throwing trash on the streets. We are the ones, you know, cheating our neighbors. We are the one doing nasty stuff. We are the ones sizing someone up in the market and saying, oh, let me charge this person extra because this person looks rich, even if it is way above my profit, normal profit line and all. So, I mean, who is government? So responsible citizenry is very, 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 very key. When you are not being an impact, well, I believe that even when you're having fun and all of those things, one way or the other, you're sparking joy in one person or just, you know, relaxing and everything. How do you, say unwind on a regular day? What do you do for fun that is not serious, that is not about impacting quotes like that and influencing others and everything?
What do I do that not serious? I'm a very, 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 okay, well, let me see if I can answer this. I used to be a very serious person. I used to be a very serious person that each time you see me or each time people see me, they were like, oh, Jambes, why are you looking this serious? You know, look serious. It got to the point that some stuff, when I do some stuff, people were like, oh, Jambes, you're doing this? Oh, that kind of stuff. But I like, okay, let me share an experience with you. My seriousness got to the point that I was not speaking in my senior secondary school then. I was never speaking pidgin, Nigerian English. I never noticed that people noticed that. So in school, one time like that, we were coming out of the school. After the school time, we're coming out. And then I just said something. And then the girl stopped and she looked back and, John Best, did you just speak that? Like, do you speak pidgin? And I was like, oh my God. So what do you mean? Is that to say that I don't speak pidgin or something? And you've been monitoring me, you've been noticing all of that, and, you know, you are this serious kind of person that never speaks, you know. You're just, every time you want to speak English, you're speaking English and all that, wherever you find, you're speaking. And I'm like, oh. But recently, I also discovered that in this social world, in this social space, you still need the unserious side. Even though you do it with courtesy, you do it with responsibility, you do it with you know, humor, but then you do it sensibly. We still need it. We need sense of humor. And personally, hobbies, right? Talking about my hobby is to be around people. I love being around people. Once I'm around people, I think I'm having a good time being around people. If I'm around people, it could be for, apart from having a serious meeting with people, when I'm around people or when I want to have a good time, I think I could call somebody. I could call a friend, a close friend, or even, you know, some acquaintances that I feel who could just, let's go out there now, let's just meet, let's just talk, and perhaps where I am based in Port Harcourt here, we could just say, let's get to the pleasure park, let's just relax and do some stuff there. Right. Personally, I know people I relate with actually. Where I am, I don't just, if I don't go out to for an assignment, you know, for anything that I have planned for or anything, I cannot come out of the house and then go to visit Kingsley out there. Yeah, please, if you're Kingsley and listening to this podcast, I'm not referring to you, please keep listening. But that's just the part of my house. I step up to the house now, then start journeying to Kingsley's house as a guy or as a girl.
when we do not have anything in, you know, in common, or we do not have anything, we are not like-minded. If we are not like-minded, no. But once we are like-minded, once I'm in a company of like-minded, okay, I'm cool, I'm okay, I'm good to go. That is, everything we'll be discussing, fun. It's going to, even though it will be fun, right? Even though it's going to be about fun, but it's sensibly fun, and it revolves around something. You're not going to be, we're not going to be speaking out of what I believe in, out of my own values and all of that. You understand? Well, then in all, I still don't whine, I still move on. And then, of course, I played football this afternoon, this evening, when I came in, went for a location recce. We are shooting Tales by Moonlight. We went for a location recce. You know Tales by Moonlight?
it's very old. It's been around for a while.
So we're producing, Port Harcourt Network Center is producing, NTA, right, is producing. So we went on record. So getting back after taking my bath and doing some stuff, I did some washing and all that. I had to go out there, to play football with guys, just to have the...
So you do usually push stuff around on the field.
I still do it, just in the compound. Within the compound, though. I'm not a football fan, no. Do you understand? I'm not a football fan, but I do it on my own.
You can shake like a bit.
Yeah, I play. It's not as if I cannot play, but I'm not a fan. I just do it for my own self.
Yeah, we have to unwind, Jerry.
What is life without enjoyment, without unwinding, without having fun, without carrying out some of these activities? No, person, no go die now. Now, up for you.
Okay. So yeah, this has actually been engaging so far. Okay. So there's one thing I love to ask my guests, especially just before I round up, right? And it is this: if you could, so I mean, you have an extensive bio. You are this. You are that. Recognitions this, you run this NGO, you lead this group, you do this thing and everything like that, which is all well and good and great. But if we would not remember anything else about you, if nobody even listened to, if this part I'm going to ask is the only thing that people are going to listen to on this episode, or people are going to come across, or whatever it is, what is that one thing or one perception or one description you want people to remember about you?
John Best is a social voice. Being a social voice, it means that he is game for impact. And impact, not just being the impact maker, like a direct impact maker. I support people a lot, and I believe in everyone supporting every other person. But I use my platform to support people a lot. And that's what has earned me the name, the social voice. By that, I mean whoever and whosoever actually that I come in contact with, I try as much as possible to spotlight the person. I try as much as possible to give a shout out, at least the least shout out. Just connecting with you, I try to first make you benefit from me. That is the word. You benefit from me. Anybody wants to remember me for anything, remember me as a social voice. One who in the most difficult times would definitely try as much as he can to contribute, to be part of your story, your success story. And I encourage every other person to be so. I encourage every other person to be.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I have been talking with John Best Uche, the social voice. Thank you so much for lending your voice to this show, and I trust that even the listeners too have learned one or two things as regards impact, as regards having that mindset of adding value in whatever way one can, and then of course community building with people, being part of other people's story, and also enabling other people to be heroes of their own story. Thank you so much, the social voice. And would you like to make a shout out to one person, since you're on this platform now, you might as well do what you know how to do.
Before my shout out, I want to just point out something here. I want to say something. You know, some persons, when you talk about this impact, somebody reached out to me with a voice note, and I was like, John Best, I want to do this, I want to do that, I want to do this. I really, you've seen what you're doing, I'm so inspired, and I don't know how to get into it. I don't know how to start. I don't know where to start from in the first place. And I was like, oh, I've done not so much yet. Do you understand? I've done not so much. But the little I've done, and you're inspired, you can start. It's a matter of you starting somewhere. So I want to encourage everyone that wants to start. You know, you enjoy what some persons are doing. You enjoy what someone out there is doing. How do you get into it? You don't just grow into becoming that person. First, start. Use your little. You know, you're a tailor. Use your space to impact. You can do it. Don't ask me how. If you want to ask me, maybe let's connect beyond this place.
Yeah, I actually have a friend. In fact, that reminds me. Let me just make a shout out. I have a friend, Jumoke Olasheni of JM, right? And she actually started this wonderful initiative last year. She's a tailor, a fashion designer. She's still a student actually in OAU. And last year, she actually did something where she fed. She clothed some people like underprivileged people. So she got donations, and then you know she actually made clothes, very beautiful clothes, and then she went around and was just donating those clothes. And then she either you can donate, or if you're a fashion designer or something, you know, you can also donate your skills and your energy, and then you sew clothes, and then you bring everything together, and you know, go to these communities, and then you give them out. So usually people who don't have special like Christmas clothes and everything, it's not much, but I mean, they get to taste something nice for a change. So I mean that's someone who she didn't have to start one big NGO or something, but she did what she could with her skill and energy, and it's really about having the mind.
Yes. That's just it starts with the willingness to do something. If you have the will to do it, you will not mind whether or not it's big. Do you understand what matters in this social space is that particular life, is that particular person you were able to put a smile on the face of this person. Once you put a smile on the face of a child, you've made an impact. That fulfillment alone you get is something. You don't wait until you get the biggest grant from UN before you think that's when you're making impact. No. So like I cited a tailor, and then you've just mentioned one, and that's amazing, right? So you are a social media influencer. Perfect. I can tell you something you can do. Start like I'm doing. You start with what? Promoting the work, the social works, the activities of people that are trying to touch lives. Promote them and let other people get to know about them. You're doing it. They will remember you because you're bringing them to the spotlight. You're a social media influencer. That's a big thing for them. That's a big plus for them. Once you can put your programs on your platform and then tell their story, that's big enough because the world gets to see it. And that's what every impact maker wants to see. Recently, I got nominated and got to the finalist. Like I'm among the two finalists in my category for Africa Youth SDGs Achievers Awards 2022. It's going to be happening in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. I'm hoping and believing that something. Thank you very much. I'm hoping and believing that because there's no financial support to it, but I'm just hoping, believing, looking up to God and believing that God will use men around to sponsor the trip. But if not, no problems. We've got nominated. It means a lot. That simply tells that our works are remembered. People are seeing what we are doing, and that's what it is. That's just what it is. Whatever you're doing, no matter how little, somebody somewhere is seeing it. And the eyes that are seeing it, mouths will definitely announce. That is my hope. No matter how little you think you have, start with it. Use your platform. Use your influence. You have an influence. You have what you're doing. Use or impact your world through your space of influence. That is it. But how little? Go out there. Somebody is doing something. Volunteer. Oh my goodness. Volunteer.
Right.
Volunteer. I repeat. Volunteer. Volunteer right now.
Thank you so much. I mean,
thank you very much. So my shout out.
Thank you so much. So that you have heard, everybody, volunteer, do whatever you can in your space. It doesn't have to be big, just start small and get up from there, okay? And then finally the shout out.
Now that goes, my shout out goes to all the team, all the young, amazing young leaders under the platform of Right Minds Leaders Network, trying so well to impact the world positively by volunteering their time, their resources, or everything to ensure that lives are touched, lives are impacted. And a special one to all those persons that have been giving me giving me recommendations, making referrals, bringing referrals, or supporting me, supporting my movement, supporting my journey as a social impact maker, an impact leader. I give a shout out to them, and very many thanks to everyone listening to this podcast. And I enjoin you to keep listening to this podcast from the value adder, Esther Opone.
thank you so much for coming on the show, and thank you everybody for listening. Once again, you have been listening to John Best Uche, the social voice. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for listening. I remain your host, Esther Opone, aka the value adder, and here I discuss with people around growth, around impact, and around navigating this life and doing the best we can to gain and give value. Thank you so much once again, and I look forward to seeing you next episode. Bye.
Bye.